right, we are ready. Thank you so much. Today is Tuesday, July 29th, 2025, and I am calling to order the special meeting of the Berkeley City Council. Clerk, can you please?
Thank you.
Take the roll.
Yes, Councilmember Kesarwani.
Here.
Taplin.
Present.
Bartlett is currently absent. Tregub.
Present.
O'Keefe.
Here.
Blackaby.
Here.
Lunapara.
Here.
Humbert.
Present.
And Mayor Ishii.
Here.
Okay, quorum is present.
All right, thank you very much. This is a special meeting, but we're going to move straight on to the consent calendar. Is there any public comment on consent calendar or information items only? And if so, please, oh yes, thank you. If so, please come up to the podium here. And I think because it looks like we only have two folks here, so you'll each have 2 minutes to speak, or you're going to speak together.
I'm going to speak for him.
You're going to speak for him. Okay, sounds good.
My 2 minutes begins now. Okay. Greetings, Mayor and the Council. My name is Kentrell Killens. I'm from Live Free. We are the organization that is holding the contract for the gun violence program, intervention program in the city of Berkeley. We're here on behalf of a grant opportunity that we just acquired, and it has to get your approval for the funds to be released. This is an additional services to expand our current team. We currently have 2.5 life coaches and outreach workers. When I say 2.5, we have 1 certified. We have 2 individuals who are 24 hours around the clock. Todd is one of those individuals who at the moment of a crisis can get called to a scene at 3 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon. So we want to expand that. It'll give us the opportunity to add 2 more individuals to our additional team. Definitely much needed work as we're addressing a lot of harm and trauma that individuals are facing. I know that you all as the city council may understand that at this current moment there has not been a gun violence homicide in the city of Berkeley, but I want to lift up the fact that there are 4 individuals from the time that we got this contract that are residents of Berkeley that lost their lives in the city of Oakland. And so through these funds we've been able to support families in extreme moments of trauma, helping individuals to get connected to other resources throughout the region, as well as do what we can to keep ongoing support. And so it's imperative that this the grant is adopted and allowed to be executed as is stated. But it's also important to keep the integrity of the work that's being built here. I know this started off as a pilot, but we're definitely looking to continue the work that we're doing. We're also seeking other funds, have a few applications in currently to expand those grant opportunities so that we can be more permanently around as a fixture within the city of Berkeley. And we're looking forward to continuing this great work. Right on time.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Thank you. Did you have a comment on consent calendar?
I do.
Good afternoon, Council, Mayor, City Manager. Sounds like a great program. I guess this is in its second year. Another $1 million? $1 million. 450,000 of that doesn't go to these guys. It goes to 2 years salary of a police analyst. Almost half. $450,000 for 2 years. That's a lot of coin. Am I missing something? That's a fully loaded, part-time, temporary. I guess there's no pension. Can't we get high school graduate, college graduate, grad student for about $1.25 a year? That would be $250. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna give this a shot. I can already tell my video's frozen, so great start. But let's see, where were we? I think that we're on right now. So
just a motion and
we will need to make that motion again though, because I think it happened before the Zoom went out. So is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I move approval.
Okay. And is Councilman Bartlett online?
I don't see him online, no. So we don't have to do the roll call.
Okay. In that case, sorry, I'm messing with my phone. Okay. In that case, are there any objections to approving a consent calendar? With that, then the motion will pass and we will move on to the action calendar. We are going to have both presentations happen and then we'll take questions and public comment. So if I can have our first presenters come up, please.
And Madam Mayor, I'm working on connecting to the internet to share the slide. So please go ahead. I can start a few comments if you want.
Sure, thanks. And I'll ask that our city auditor, if you could also just like pull up your presentation to get it set up, because I know it might take a minute to set up the hotspot. So thank you. And go ahead, Mr. City Manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. We have a presentation forthcoming on the City of Berkeley's homeless system, but I just wanted to start off by saying, I guess, somewhat the obvious point that the crisis of homelessness is really a serious failure of our democracy as a country and at the local level. We see the crisis of homelessness in many cities throughout this country. Here in Berkeley, we're not immune to it either, obviously. And the work of figuring out how to make it less terrible than it is falls to city staff, nonprofits, and community members alike, as well as city council to make policy to help guide the work that we do. The tragedy of the situation is that people on our streets die younger and have hard and miserable lives. And also have negative impacts often for the businesses and house people who live nearby. And so there's a very constant tension and struggle that we're all wrestling with, both emotionally and intellectually and financially. And I do want to really thank our homeless response team for their dedication to this issue, with the leadership of Peter, but also Okia and Epsilon and Josh, who's at the table, as well as the partners who work with them throughout the city. And there's a team effort from legal to public works to parks and recreation to police department to health, housing, and community services all work together to try to make the situation less bad than it is. And in my estimation, the work that happens here in the city of Berkeley is really amazing. The work that the HRT team does with the other departments is something that I applaud and appreciate. I know how hard that work is. And I think we're very lucky as a city to have this team that puts such a focus and an effort in this area. So with that, we have our team of presenters here to provide some more detail on our homeless system, and I'll turn it over to assistant to the city manager, Peter Redu.
Thank you.
Thank you, City Manager. I was connected to the webinar momentarily and then it dropped. So I'm not able to share slides. If it's okay to maybe just take it another second and see if I can connect, now we'll figure out a path forward.
Here.
their way to be this many.
There is no rigors. The only camera that's captured the whole sound. What's on the camera in front of them is a big
I know, that's why I have bigger than anything.
Peter, you was trying to find a way to show the slides.
So physics being physics, meets by drags every year.
Oh, here I have it. Supposedly you have it. It's in the agenda in part.
The one that says hold that.
I know the English by the
one of them.
There's two of them. So the one that ends with hold that is the show because it has purpose.
That smartphone was not.
So he's not
okay. I want to sincerely apologize for the delay there. I think we have managed to find a path forward now. So thank you, Mayor and Council, for the opportunity to come before you this evening. My name is Peter Adieu. I'm Manager of Neighborhood Services. And I'm happy to be here to discuss the work the City of Berkeley does to address homelessness. With me here to present the details are Josh Jacobs, our Homeless Services Coordinator from the City Manager's Office, and Asabri Devadiga, our Housing Project Specialist from the Health, Housing, and Community Services Department. A quick note before we get started, which is that while our presentation today will focus on an overview of our homeless system, the work session report that was submitted to you is more expansive, as we wanted to take this opportunity to respond to a number of pieces of the referral from City Council's May 20th, 2025 referral to the City Manager on Homelessness. And this includes an overview of our system performance with needs and gaps, a geographic equity map of homeless services, and an update on the city's fiscal position with respect to homeless funding. For lack of time today, our presentation is not going to go into all of these areas, but we'd be more than happy to answer any questions we may have about any of them. And with that, I will turn things over to Josh in the summary.
Thanks, Rob.
Sure, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me? Perfect. Today's presentation, we're going to focus on how Berkeley is combining homelessness with both coordination and compassion, balancing human realities on the ground with a funding strategy and infrastructure needed to respond. As you all know, homelessness in Berkeley is complex, deeply human, and shaped by broader forces such as regional trends, racial and economic inequalities, and under-resourced safety net. But through coordination and compassion, Berkeley is actively confronting challenges. Today's presentation will walk through what we've accomplished, where we're seeing impact, and what's at risk if key funding expires. Next slide, please. Is it? So what's the problem? Berkeley, like every city in the region, continues to face a deeply troubling reality. Many of our neighbors live on forest without shelter, safety, or stability. And while we've made progress, the scale of the challenge remains staggering. That said, we're seeing real shifts in the right direction. In the most recent point in time count, more people were sheltered indoors in Berkeley than in any previous year. At the same time, we saw the least number of people staying on the streets. A significant milestone and proof of the impact of our local investments into low barrier, non-congregate, interim housing. But the challenge remains larger than us. Across the region, for every person who exits homelessness, nearly three others fall into it for the first time. And as those trends close, we will continue to see people living on our streets. And we know who's the most impacted. Close to 60% of Berkeley's homeless population identified as Black, despite Black residents making up just 8% of the city overall. We're also seeing rising rates for residents with acute disabilities, and these residents often wait the longest for supported housing because of such limited accessible housing stock. Serving these populations and maintaining the progress we've made requires a coordinated response across multiple systems with sustained local funding. Otherwise, we risk undoing part one gains. The path forward requires a sustained regional response, but also local action, which we'll walk through in the coming slides. As mentioned, Berkeley is facing a fiscal cliff for several homeless resources. So as the next slide. Many of the programs responsible for recent gains, particularly around shelter and interim housing, are reliant on temporary state and federal funds. If we don't identify new sources of support, Berkeley faces a very real risk of a rising force with many of the people currently sheltered at risk of returning to the streets. If we don't secure additional funding, long-standing programs will close just to their reaching stability. The work ahead will require hard choices, but also creative solutions and continued investments in programs that have proven successful. Next slide, please. And yet, amidst all of these challenges, we've made remarkable progress. Since 2019, Berkeley has seen a 45% drop in unsheltered homelessness. That's not just, it's hundreds of people who are no longer living on our streets. This outcome didn't happen by accident. It's a result of coordinated outreach, targeted investments, and partnerships across departments and community providers. It's a sign that when we invest in housing and services that address the needs of our chronically homeless residents and remove the barriers that have caused their client status, people will take those opportunities. When we offer traditional shelters, we see an acceptance rate of around 40%. When we offer low barrier, non-congregate shelter, we see that acceptance rate jumped to 80%. However, these are the exact programs that are most at risk of losing funding. It's a reminder of how fragile this progress is without the same support. Next slide. Now we'll talk about our coordination efforts. In 2021, Berkeley City Council voted to adopt a three-pronged coordinated strategy outlined in all-known regional action plan. This strategy has three strategic components: preventing homelessness from happening in the first place, increasing interim housing to get folks quickly off the street, and leveraging resources to increase permanent housing and services. I'm now going to pass it over to Osabri to walk us through some of the interventions in more detail.
Josh, the key to stopping homelessness is preventing it from happening in the first place, and Berkeley has made prevention a priority. Between 2020 and 2025, Berkeley served more than 940 rental households with emergency rental assistance. The Housing and Community Services HCS team has worked with the HUD technical assistance team to review our policies to ensure that we're able to serve as many households as possible. Fiscal year 21 through fiscal year 24, we relied heavily on the federal COVID funds, which were flexible, higher, and resulted in serving more people. However, due to its flexibility, local funding is more beneficial to the housing retention program. In 2022, the city began a pilot rental assistance program that provides up to $1,800 a month for up to 3 years to some of our most at-risk residents and some unhoused people who are ineligible for permanent supportive housing. The pilot has served over 50 households and has helped them remain stably housed. Although relatively small, the subsidy provides a safety net for those who are most likely to return to our streets. And with additional funding, the program could be expanded in the future. The program serves highest risk elders, disabled, and single households with minor children, those below the median income. Next slide, please. This slide shows the eviction filing rates in Alameda County. We want to impress upon you that through generous funding from our residents, Berkeley managed to prevent homelessness at a greater rate than our neighboring cities. It's important to note that Berkeley stood out in the county for its strong tenant protections and managed to avoid the wave of evictions we feared after the pandemic era moratoriums were lifted. In fact, Berkeley has had the lowest eviction rate of any city in the county, and that has a lot to do with the extended eviction moratorium passed by the City Council. In 2024, for every 1,000 renter households who placed a court eviction filing in the county, on average, there were 44 evictions. And Berkeley's rate was